Alright, folks. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Buckle up because today's topic is something we all need a little reminder about, especially in this whirlwind we call life self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care, Jax, with my to-do list longer than a CVS receipt. Where on earth am I supposed to squeeze that in? But trust me, it's not about bubble baths and face masks, others are awesome. It's about consciously carving out space for yourself, even when you feel like you're drowning in responsibilities. Because let's face it, if your cup is constantly running on empty, how can you pour anything meaningful into your work, relationships, or passions? It's like trying to run a marathon with a flat tire, eventually you're going to crash and burn. So, here are 5 things that can seriously level up your self-care game, even when your schedule is busier than a bee in a honey factory. 1. Micro moments matter. You don't need a whole day at the spot to recharge. Sneak in little moments of self-love throughout your day. Take 3 deep breaths before tackling that stressful email. Listen to a favorite song during your commute. Enjoy a few minutes of quiet contemplation with your morning coffee. These micro moments add up and make a world of difference. 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, put it on your calendar. Treat self-care like any other important appointment non-negotiable. Whether it's a walk in the park, a quick workout, or simply dedicating 30 minutes to reading a good book, block out that time and honor it. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you feel when you've given yourself permission to recharge. 3. Learn to say no and mean it. This one's a game changer, people. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you empowered. Use those freed up moments for something that truly nourishes you. 4. Embrace the power of unplugging. Put down your phone, close the laptop, and disconnect from the digital world for at least an hour each day. Spend time in nature, engage in a meaningful conversation with someone you love, or simply enjoy the silence. You'll be surprised how much clarity and focus you gain when you give your mind a break from the constant stimulation. 5. Be kind to yourself. We all have off days. Some weeks are just more hectic than others. It's okay to not be perfect, to make mistakes, or to need a little extra self-compassion. Remember, treating yourself with kindness and understanding is the foundation of true self-care. Think about that friend who always seems to radiate calm and confidence, even when life throws curveballs. Chances are, they've mastered the art of prioritizing self-care. They know that taking time for themselves isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like athletes need to train and recover to perform at their best, we all need to recharge and replenish our energy reserves. It's not about being selfish or indulgent, it's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self for the people and things that matter most. Now, remember that time when you were pushing yourself too hard, neglecting your needs, and feeling completely burnt out. Yeah, I've been there too. And let me tell you, it's a recipe for disaster. But then, I started making a conscious effort to prioritize self-care even in the midst of chaos. I started incorporating those micro moments into my day, scheduling time for walks and workouts, learning to say no to commitments that drain me, and unplugging from technology for at least an hour each evening. It wasn't always easy, but I noticed a huge difference. I felt more energized, focused, and resilient. So, what's your biggest takeaway today? Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make it a priority, even when you feel like you don't have time. Trust me, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder to prioritize themselves. Leave a review if you found it helpful, it means the world. And stay tuned for tomorrow's pep talk where we'll tackle. But hey, don't forget to take care of yourselves before then. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.